We've had several stories on The World recently about how the attacks in France have prompted a lot of soul searching there over religion and identity. We've heard the heated opinions and the debates, and those debates actually prompted our friend and writer Deepak Singh to do some soul searching of his own. He grew up in Lucknow, India, in a house divided.
My mother is a devout Hindu. She follows every ritual, fasts during every festival on the Hindu calendar, and performs most religious ceremonies. She claims to have read every Hindu text. She has a small temple in her home, with statues and pictures of gods and goddesses she worships, and she worships daily. When she's not praying in front of her temple, she's constantly chanting a religious verse. My father is an atheist, and he makes fun of my mother's piety. "What god are you worshiping today?" he asks my mother every morning. "What does it matter to you?" she responds. "Make sure you don't feed all the sweets to Shiva. He might get diabetic." "You should worry about your own diabetes," she tells him. The banter goes on and on. On certain days of the week, my mother won't let my father enter her kitchen unless he's taken his shower. On other days, he's not allowed to do things like get a haircut. That might offend Lord Shani, according to my mother. But my father makes sure he gets his haircut on that very day. He says there won't be a long line. "What a godless man you are," my mother tells him. My father says he'd rather feed a hungry man than shove food in Shiva's mouth. Growing up with a pious mother and a non-believing father, I didn't know how to feel about religion. Sometimes I wished my father wouldn't hurt my mother's feelings by ridiculing her for being religious. But then I also wished my mother didn't try to make my father feel guilty for his beliefs. But for the most part, their arguments over religion are good-natured. Something we could all learn from these days.
Indian-American writer Deepak Singh lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan.